Now listen to the recording.
Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
We recently reported on the Ocean Alliance research vessel Odyssey, which travels the world to collect blubber samples from whales. The Odyssey also collects recordings of whales singing, continuing the work that Roger Payne, president of Ocean Alliance, started more than 40 years ago. And Dr. Payne says he's noticed that over the years, the whales have changed their tunes.
The sounds of this particular one were recorded in about 1961. They are more beautiful, I think, than any sounds that have been made since. These animals change their songs so that after 5 years you have a totally different song from what you had before. And that means that as time goes by, the song drifts into new territory. What it's in now is, it's all right, it's interesting, and it's quite lovely, but it's not this same keening, extraordinary cries that just fill your heart as well as the air. This is about 10 years later, and it is also in exactly the same place, same species, but now nothing like this was present in the ones that you heard just a moment ago. The whales slowly accumulated a bunch of differences until they began to sing this song. I think what probably happens is somebody invents a new phrase in the song, and if it is popular with females, because I suspect, although I can't prove that that is its principal function, then what it would do is other males would observe, oh my gosh, he's doing better than I am, and they would go off and copy the same thing to gain the same advantage. If you look at the laws that humans use for their song compositions and you compare them to the laws that humpbacks apparently are using for their compositions, you find great similarities. Just to take some very obvious ones, the song is about the same length as, for example, a movement of a symphony. They mix about the same degree of percussive, noisy sounds with melodic, pure tone sounds. They also do strange things like doing ABA form, where they make a statement. Now that's one phrase, and the whale repeats its phrase and sort of yodels the second time. Here, I'll show you what I mean. Now, if we had time, we would listen to that whale do many, many iterations of that one theme, and then eventually it would change what it was doing and make something completely different, and it would do that for a while, oh, and then it would change again and do a third and a fourth and a fifth, up to 9 times in some songs. So it's an interesting, it takes a long time to hear a whale song. You can't rush a whale. They also use rhyme in their songs. That is the same trick that the old troubadours used to do in order to remember epic poems, as they included rhyme. It's a mnemonic device, a thing that allows you to help remember what comes next. And now the question to me is, why? How possibly is this the case? There's not a chance that whales were aware of humans or humans were aware of whales, and yet they are using the same tricks. My suspicion is that the vertebrate brain, whether it's located in the head of a whale or the head of a human being, is entertained by pretty much the same kinds of things. To me, that suggests the following, that music is probably older than our species, a lot older than our species. that basically there was a common ancestor to humans and whales, at least when it comes to music, and that these laws got passed through a whole chain of species in both cases and finally have ended up in us, and that these use the same sorts of tricks to gain whatever their final gain is, my suspicion is, to the attraction of a female.
Roger Payne, expert interpreter and collector of whale songs, and president of the Ocean Alliance.
Now you have 30 seconds to check and complete your work.